Meditation is work. Sometimes I'm very tired, can't think, can't hear, can't sit, can't sleep. I just show up and breathe. How are you doing? What keeps you going? I'm so touched with your generous presence, patience, and deep commitment. With gratitude. Well, thank you. I think one of the things with meditation is that really trying to get a handle on that non-self aspect. That's where meditation becomes a lot of hard work sometimes, is when not only are we having to watch the breath, relax the body, attend to the thoughts, we've also got to carry this self around as well. That gets to be very burdensome. So that being able to step back into the quality of relinquishment and letting go, so that, of course, it's that observing and watching that you start to see those patterns, and you see, oh, wow, that's those patterns that where one is either obsessing or worried or working to try to make it some particular way that it ends up being, it gets very tiring. So that, and we all go through that. There probably isn't anything more difficult than working with the mind and understanding it. But then it's always helpful to try to hold that perspective of the freeing quality of letting go and relinquishment, how important that is, not central. Ajahn Chah, remember him once saying that there's only two things you need to do in Dhamma practice: knowing and letting go. That's it. Just to know and let go. Know and let go. It's that much.